Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to tune in today on this my BBS radio talk show here, a wonderful BBS radio. Spiritual Emergency Training with Len Mystic Healer, and a co-host today is Andy Miller, who... Go ahead and do a little bio, because a lot of people don't know who you are.
Oh, I'm just a technology guy who's been involved in ways that technology is going to help make society better, and family systems.
And family systems, yes, let's talk about that.
I'm a systems person.
Yep, we're changing the systems, off the warring and drugging, and oh my gosh, ICE is, the detention centers, 266,000 have been arrested by ICE. Talk about traumas. Mm. What are we doing? And the border, did the border really work with, you know, Israel and Palestine? What are we doing, people? The amount of money and trauma and drama that brings in, you know, families when they're disrupted at that level, the individual and collective, you know, what they gravitate towards is revenge, you know, or coping with drugs or, you know, guns, you know. I mean, it's craziness. And then we've got these drugs out there for coping with problems. The top 50 drugs from Big Pharma are, you know, killing people, more suicides, and the top 50 for antipsychotics for depression and anxiety. They actually have Dr. Michael Bregan, B-R-E-G-G-I-N. You can check out his website, medical doctor and psychiatrist background. The top 50 drugs are actually cause, the side effect is suicide and homicide. What are we doing? I'm just like appalled at what we've done. Killing our land, sea, water, air. No one's talking. Go to geoengineeringwatch.org. You know, the chemtrails. What's going on there? Why? How much money is going into chemtrails? The penal industrial complex, the military industrial complex. Of course, there's money in the brute, you know, the very brutal sports, you know, competitive brutality of sports. But hey, where's the harmony? Where's the healing art? Music, singing, dance, movement therapies, and all these beautiful body, mind, spirit connection therapies that need to be out there. Maybe they should fill up the malls and be open 24/7. You can just, I don't know. What do you think?
What do you mean, what do I think? I think what you think.
Well, what I see is, everyone, I hope you'll take some time today and share Orton, O-R-T-O-N, Family Foundation, and discover what they've done, what they've working with Discover Community, Heart and Soul, and they're awesome, and what they're doing throughout their communities to develop new community rights and new systems within the communities is phenomenal. It's just answered prayers, I guess. I'm so excited, because then you've got, and then when you get the look at the government, our Congressional Budget Office, and you go beyond the political divides to what everyone really needs, go ahead and list it, and then maybe list what you were talking about, too, about socialism and how it ties into these.
Before I do that, I'll mention to you, here are the categories of the top most government subsidies. There's farm subsidies, there's oil subsidies, there's ethanol subsidies, and depending on how you define subsidy, because it's not just money grants, but it's assumption of risk and all sorts of things. There are, let's see, there's ethanol. I said ethanol. Export subsidies to help corporations export. Housing subsidies. There's lots of subsidies out there.
Yeah, but how about the military-industrial complex subsidies? Government money going...
Those are contracts. Those aren't subsidies.
Well, a lot of them are government taxes that go to the military industrial complex in what? How many is it? 883 military bases in 177 foreign countries? Is that right?
One of the things I was researching before the show was this notion of socialism versus capitalism. And I've always thought that the most important economy was one that rewarded innovation but provided a strong social safety net, sort of a hybrid of the theories. There are some people in this country that demonize people because they're either for socialist or capitalist systems, and they're missing the forest through the trees. In reality, we live a little bit of both. They use examples of governments gone amok that happen to use these systems as trigger words why the systems themselves are bad without understanding it's the government structure of corruption that followed them up. They tend to blame the economic system without understanding it's the corruption of the government that was at fault, not the system.
Right.
Any of these economic systems can work.
Yep. Go ahead.
It's more about democracy than the economic system. The people who have a good democracy will choose what works for them. In America, we have a capitalist system with a strong social safety net, and that's why it's worked. I'll give you some examples of what you could, if you want to use the term socialist technically, you could claim the following are socialist. Military, socialist. Highways and roads, socialist. Public libraries, police, fire departments, postal service, student loans, bridges, garbage collection, public landfills, war, farm subsidies, CIA and FBI, congressional health care. These are all socialist, quote-unquote, programs. Polio vaccine, he gave it away for free. The EPA, Social Security, museums, public schools. You know, so it's not that a particular system that might be socialistic, social in nature, is inherently bad. It's the lack of the ability of people to become represented through democratic means. When we as people are properly represented, we can define what system works for us. We can come into an agreement, and maybe one of the systems is a little on the social side, another one's a little on the capitalist side. It depends on the situation, but it's important that we have a democracy so we can figure this stuff out. And a lot of politicians are throwing those labels around, trying to scare people and divide them so we can't get or coalesce and form a united opinion. It's really not. It's really not one ideology versus another. It's really more like working people versus those who want to control them.
Well, and you know, the Bilderbergs, and then the group Stand Up to AlecEveryone.org, and corporate accountability. I mean, really, what's happened really has been, you know, and the lack of voter integrity, right? I mean, really.
The nice thing is there are a lot of businesses who actually believe in some corporate responsibility by their very nature. Their hands are a little tied by their fiduciary responsibility, but a lot of businesses, some of them big, actually have made statements of their sense of social responsibility to do things in a renewable or social way, you know, when they can. A lot of companies have found that becoming socially aware actually turns out to also be a profitable business venture, in part because they can do things that reduce their costs, but also if their customers feel good about the company, they're going to buy more, and it means a better bottom line. So it's amazing in some ways the business community has taken the lead in some areas where political leaders have failed to follow. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, let's tie that in with
The leader of Dick's Sporting Goods announced that they're going to have to go through an extensive background check to buy a gun now. They're not going to not sell them, but they're going to make sure that those checks are really rock solid because they're upset about the school shootings.
And
so their way of dealing with this is they're nationwide. They're a big gun seller, and they said from now on you got to go through the whole, I think it's a 10-day check. You want to buy a gun, you don't just walk in and, you know, no disgruntled child molester or wife abuser can walk in, buy a gun, and shoot the place up. Companies do have a sense of some amount.
You know, has been in all kinds of drugs that can cause, you know, suicide and homicide. So you got to watch, you know, a lot. But at the same time, all those checks are already in place on a lot of humans anyway. And what's really appalling.
Not as much as you'd think.
Well, I think
for instance, the guy who invented The guy who invented OxyContin, I think it was, 10 years ago was sued, and it came out now that 10 years ago he lied to the public and to doctors and to the AMA and claimed it was much less strong than it really is. And nobody knew until now that it was, I mean, obviously we knew, but at the time they convinced doctors it was a weak drug, so they go ahead and prescribe it like crazy. That's an example of failure to be responsible.
Well,
of course,
yeah.
He lost $600 million in the lawsuit, so, you know, there's that.
Well, if you talk about the government subsidies for private insurance companies, that is just, I mean, what was it, the top five? Was it Aetna or was it Blue Cross Blue Shield? Their CEOs, you know, retire with $1.3 billion. I mean, what? Well,
do you remember that 2008? Do you remember the 2008 economy crash that was primarily on the back of a big company called AIG, a big insurance company, and they were bailed out? Because it was felt that our economy would fail if they weren't bailed out.
Yeah, so that was the other thing about, like I said, the government subsidies, or we'll just talk about the bailouts at this point. And why is it that our people say, well, oh, we can't afford this or that. Well, I just wanted to know, like, let's go into health.
Usually the argument over what we can and can't afford usually boils down to, all of a sudden, politicians can find money for programs they want, and they can say we can't afford the ones we don't want. So they'll spend into the hole like crazy on things they want, and then they'll claim, sorry, no money left for the things that we don't want.
Right, right. But at the same time, I don't think that a lot of people understand that because, you know, we're all connected, like I said, fix it, health at the tipping point, the YouTube, everyone, write it down, please. YouTube, fix it, health at the tipping point by unfinished business. Please share it. I mean, it talks to businesses, new entrepreneurs, and it really talks to the future of these heart and soul-based community services where people need, instead of signing up for, you know, having, talked about it before, being put on a base and given a basic guaranteed income to learn to kill or bomb people and then, you know, having their health care, we need to really shift that whole system, like the war on drugs, the war on terror. I mean, the answers are within. The answers are
within. So what you're saying, Lynn, is you want a war on war.
We're all the same. We have to get back to the basics, red, yellow, black, and white. In every community.
So, Lynn, you want to have a war on war?
Yeah, really. Yeah, as long as they keep that word war going, they love it, don't they? And the truth is, I mean, we have 3D printers, okay? You know, they're going to make guns if we don't stop teaching and training people to use guns and guns. I mean, if that's what they think about, that's what they manifest more of. Why can't we get people to think about and grow the love and light dimensional heart and soul communities that are just so rewarding for individual and collective resonance of new harmonics in joy and in creativity, you know? I mean, shouldn't the robots be doing kind of the, you know, like a grunt work or whatever and be able to actually evolve our planet and clean up our land, our water? We need biophotonic water systems. You know, we need desalinization plants. I mean, our water, our air. I mean, what are we doing? You know, really, and it's just money. You know, it's just reallocation of money. And let's talk about the Bible people, okay? The Bible talks about, and I've said it before, 100 different Bible verses about loving your enemy, okay? Doesn't say, you know, where is it that, you know, let's round up everybody and get them to teach those kids how to use guns and join military to kill. Oh, no, it's to defend. Right. Oh, yeah, bombing and what? Innocent civilians. I mean, we're all the same. Let's get back to, like, you know, the basics of human emotions and needs. Go on that one. Go ahead. You know.
I'm just listening to you.
Go ahead. You know. What are the basic human emotions and human needs? And if the answers for anger or upset, you know, an upset person are inside. Why have we switched to teaching them to cope with all their mental problems with guns and drugs and war? What? Why? Oh, yeah, the prophet of the elite. Divide, conquer, separate, kill, abuse, control, and, you know, destroy the planet, keep people in fear, limited, fearful, reactive, ego mind programming systems.
Did you know that 90% of the genes in the Abyssinian domestic cat are similar to humans?
In the what?
We're close to cats.
Well, there are those Orion Belt, Lyra beans. Yeah, cat.
All right, this article sums it up well. Our bodies have 3 billion genetic building blocks, or base pairs, that make us who we are. And of those 3 billion base pairs, only a tiny amount are unique to making us about 99% genetically similar to the next human. A recent talk by physicist and entrepreneur Riccardo Sabatini demonstrated that a printed version of your entire genetic code would occupy some 262,000 pages, or 175 large books. Of those pages, just about 500 would be unique to us.
But our basic, as far as humans go, you know, what we're losing...
In other words...
Yeah, go ahead.
In other words, out of those 262,000 pages, only 500 differ between you and me.
Okay, well, let's get it even down to the science, behavioral science, and saying, some people just say it's either love or fear, but we'll go the next level of the 10 basic human emotions, you know, that
cause. Did you know that domesticated cattle share 80% of their genes with humans?
Whoa.
No wonder. Well, that explains some of the behavior of some of my friends. They're cows. They're full of bull.
Thank you.
We're only 61% the same as fruit flies.
You're all sheeples. Sheeples. What happened to the sheeple people?
The sheeple. Mm-hmm. Wow.
What?
60% of chicken genes have a human gene counterpart.
Well, I tell you, they're cloning, and, you know, it's just
sad.
It's a robot.
Bananas have 60% of the same DNA as we do.
Whoa. Okay, genomes. Okay, so we're in some deep doo-doo on the
planet. Means we're all bananas.
Don't you? We are. I mean, it feels like it, doesn't it? I mean, don't you want to wake up, have people everywhere, you know, they need a place to live and, you know, and feel safe, right? And get out of poverty, because poverty causes stress. Stress causes dis-ease, emotional or physical. And they're taught and trained to cope with drugs or guns or war, robs, and come on.
How do you respond to the people who say it's their own responsibility to seek that out?
I just say then, when you say it's their own responsibility, then how, you know, that means that they are totally, totally in their bubble, and that's just like, you know what? All these wars and all the drug wars and all the, you know, this, all the divide and conquer of the hate and growing of hate. Oh, it's not my problem. That's disgusting. You know, it is. You know,
but
it is.
What about the belief that everyone is born with a clean slate and has an equal opportunity?
I would say, you know, that we all have, we are, you know, really built in the image, you know, from God. But, however, that's choices. And we've been cut off from source. And our society, this planet, really has been under some really detrimental, nasty, you know, I mean, really, there's, you know, the SRA, satanic ritual abuses, what happened? I mean, how far from love, you know, and caring and sharing, honesty and integrity have we gotten, you know?
How do you expect a young person who's grown up in a family or situation where they've never had love to know what that means?
Well, in words, how about if they not only were sort of protected in the family. What if they were abused, either mentally or physically, or ripped, like at the border, and put in cages? Or, you know, trauma, or like the Indians when they were trying to protect the water on at Standing Rock. And the women, I mean, being stripped and being shot with you know, a rubber bullet, breaking, you know, bones, and then put in cages. What? You know what? I can't. And the churches aren't stepping up, you know, to pay people to be kind and compassionate to each other. I mean, when everyone can see it, it's like, take your cell phone. You know, is this a jerk situation? Feel the energy. Kind of obvious, you know, really. I mean, isn't it? It's either glowing with harmony and compassion, energetics, or not.
What? So your suggestion is people who see a jerk situation, take a picture of it, take a video, share it.
Isn't that what's happening? Isn't that what is helping make the shift and change in the wake-up? The people are like, you know, we all have similar needs. We all have similar emotions. And,
we all have similar dreams.
To an extent. But we all have these God-given gifts, these creative gifts that, you know, we haven't, a lot of, you know, haven't been able to really explore or share because people are left, you know, in some sort of post-traumatic stress in the streets or survival or, you know, I mean, the warring areas. I mean, it's got, and the violence and, you know, when you teach and train people to cope with life problems with guns and drugs and war, it's got to end. I mean, one of the ways is these Orton family, they have a prototype layout in community rights groups, right, .org, but is that Orton family foundation. Everyone, please share it. It's got, when you open it up, it's got all the information about how to build and new city planning, you know, community planning for heart and soul community residence projects and programs, you know, for integration of everyone to have a job. Everyone's enabled. No more labeling and disabling. And, you know, I have friends that actually played the disabled. I could go on and on, to get money just so they would have an income, you know, because they knew there was no other openings for them, you know, to have any money. But by the label, they have no say either, or their voice has been taken, you know, and being allowed to be run amok by these shysters, really, and bullies and thugs, and wow. Anyway, go ahead.
I'm just listening to you. So you believe the disability system is being abused?
I'm saying, yeah, because if everyone, please go, it makes you cry. Go see, please share. It's called Butterfly Circus. Whew, it's about Nick. It's a movie about the disabled fellow that has no arms and really no legs, but he has kind of a little foot, maybe two little feet on his torso, no legs and no arms. And what? With support. What? He did. Wow. And actually what he's doing now, it's just like, wow. Wow. So anyway, it's such an eye-opener. So to label, like my army captain brother, okay, two tours in Vietnam, came back so friggin' messed up, but he was determined to help get money, the disability and the funds that were actually being absconded and taken, I mean, really, by the elite. Not paying, not helping our veterans and that were coming
home.
So
your issue is not with the program the feds the money was being absconded with.
No, it is the program too, because they weren't. Why was it so hard to? He should not have been treated the way. Okay, drugging and talk therapy. Let me get it to that point, because it really is for the evolution of our consciousness. It's really Heart and Soul Community Services. It's Heart Math Institute studies for new mental health, and soul work is higher power connection to inner guidance systems and higher power source contacts. It's sort of a evolving AA, I say intergalactic, eternal, wise, God within, answers within, higher energy systems that we're, evolving to, where the old systems of mental health are like, you're labeled drugged, and the drugs have side effects, and then like the VA system, they have these sort of like AA support groups. Well, every time you get to know two or three people in the support group, somebody else comes in and they have another just horrible trauma. That's just, and it boom, everyone's back in some sort of horrid war zone, just horrid, post-traumatic stress. So every time it just keeps going over and over. And then, they leave the meetings, they want to go drink and drug even more. It's like rewounding and rewounding. Instead of healing people of this post-traumatic stress, in family abuse or family counseling circles or domestic violence or what have you, or racial violence or what have you, at Heart and Soul Community Service Developmental Programs, people get to heal their life individually of what happened to them and why. Why are they here? Who are they really? And how to heal their trauma from this life and past lives and move into a job that honors their real gift. Does that make sense?
All I know is that the Social Security Disability Program is an insurance program, and people pay in, and they're only taking money out that they paid in. It's not free money.
You're going to Social Security right now, right?
Right.
Is that what you said? Okay, well, Social Security, they only pay into, 160... You have to check exactly, but it's only like, if you make over $160,000 a year, the trillionaire, billionaire, millionaires, they don't have to pay any more into that system to help other people. So,
I think that's a definite flaw, and that should be changed.
Yeah, and how about the other one was to tax Wall Street transactions? What are the bankers doing? Do they have their life on the line? Anyone? Tell me, the bankers, come on, tax Wall Street transaction. Every millisecond of second, tax it. It's just a machine, tax them. So, and then also too, I really think we have to look at the death tax again. Come on. It's so unfair. Like, if you have heart and soul-based community services, and everyone has, like, these kids were so quick, they're like, oh, that means that, because everyone in their family is either in poverty or in debt, okay? And they're like, does that mean I would be able to get with my friends, we would have a basic income, we would, to do good, because everyone's being watched anyway, and that they would be able to develop their own entrepreneurships, their own products, their own jobs, their own sales team, or build a cooperative, work more in harmony and cooperatives, or work with, because they'd be working at higher resonance. When you go to Heart and Soul resonance programming, it automatically evolves the individual and collectives of the law of attraction, Law of Attraction is very real. You know, Residence Academy approves it. We're all connected. You know, it's very real energetically. So as an evolving consciousness community programs, these kids were like, oh, I have 10 friends about it. And that means, you know, because they have no one. Everyone in their family is poor. They're living in poverty or even in the street. It's not right, you know? Yeah. The Community Hearts and Soul programs, it's like, okay, we have all these businesses that don't have, you know, huge lobbies, so they don't have all these government subsidies, but they're coming into the state, the government subsidies. They would be able to develop more of their business, but the kids would be able to say, you know, I want to learn solar. I want to learn how to do all these different, you know, electric cars or solar engines or, you know, UFO, anti-gravity, counter-gravity. They'll know. Or maybe, this is the other huge one, is they could, like in Oregon, automatically it would open up 22, I think there's over that now, but 22,000 501c3s, okay? So that means the American Association of Societies, everyone. American Association of Societies, the 501c3s, and you can look at them in the state. That would mean they would be able to be set up, which we already have some of the heart and soul based, or we're calling them here in our county, social service connections. So they're being set up so that all these reference points for these different projects and programs that are needed for communities are, everyone would be paid to volunteer, like, you know, people that want to take care of the cats, dogs, water, land, sea, air. I mean, they'll know, you know, if they want to do solar or green or wind or, you know, I mean, they will be drawn to it, you know, and they'll be, you know, I mean, you can just say, hey, everyone's being monitored through their cell phones or whatever anyway, so, hey, go get a job, you know, what do you want to do? It's all open, you know, it's just like so exciting, you know, because they'll know they want to take care of the beaches, they want to, they'll be drawn, you know, law of attraction at an evolving level to go participate in, you know, the new soul parenting, twin flame relationships, you know, the evolving consciousness parenting process and programs that, I mean, the money going, and you probably have all kinds of stats on the poor systems of inadequacy of dealing with mental health and then allowing the systems to go into the, you know, child protective services and foster care systems. And, I mean, they're selling kids and, you know, babies are worth like, you know, what are they? They're worth $40,000 and up to $80,000 and more to get a baby from someone and put it in the foster care system. I mean, why aren't we healing families and giving everyone a job individually and collectively? I mean, let's evolve. Those systems are so hurt, and they just cause more and more hurt, more and more separation, more and more lack of love. You know, does that make sense?
Well, I mean, I agree these are problems. Just got to figure out how to solve them.
Yeah, well, when you go to the solution, soul level, individually.
Well, tell me some solutions.
The solutions are the Congressional Budget Office, right? Okay. And then to be able to shift the government, our government taxation system, as we talked about. We know that the banking and taxation systems, you know, they need to be shifted. Well, you know, we know that. You know, and the divide, why heart and soul community services, it brings everyone automatically together at a heart and their own soul resonance job, creative service point for money. You know, instead of saying, oh, we have, you know, oh, there's openings for all these large corporations that aren't needed anymore. you know, I mean, we really need to get back to, you know, heart and soul community services, or we're going to have the elite running, buying up everything, owning everything, and having kill off, you know, of with their robots and chip the rest. We'll lose heart and soul, our planet. You know, we won't evolve. We won't make it. That's what I keep hearing. Our land, sea, water, and air are being destroyed, you know, as we talk. And they aren't even talking about it, you know. They just have
The Green New Deal proposes some job guarantees, but people like Ivanka Trump came out and said, we don't want your job guarantees. So I guess they assume that everyone has a multimillionaire trust fund and they don't have to worry about that stuff.
I know. Isn't it sad? It's really pathetic. And they have so many crimes against humanity, war crimes, tied to a lot of the, dark money, dirty money. It's not right. And the accountability. And then we have all this asset forfeitures. I mean, there's people in jail that can't get out of jail because they don't have $100 bail. What? I mean, for drugs? Okay, let's get into this one. This is another one, everyone, that's really, really important for land, sea, water, and air. You know, for all the people that need jobs, that want to do the gas pipeline, do water pipelines. We need clean air and the new biophotonic water program systems management. We really do need those. And we also need to have edible landscaping crews, massive, massive community gardens with solar greenhouses. You know, we should, the landscaping crews, you know, especially we need fruits, nuts, berries, veggies, but we need all the herbs, okay? Like this woman the other day was talking about how sick she was, and I said, well, were you eating raw garlic? Are you getting your vitamin C? You know, are you eating some oregano? You know, it's like, oh, no. Well, you know, I mean, we have, you know, we do have these in the Bible Health Studies, the Bible Health Studies group. They should help develop these green community civil services, you know, besides all the crumbling infrastructure that needs work. And, you know, a lot of people love buildings. I mean, they love building bridges and just excites them in high rises. Like, ooh, but they're amazing, you know? And they should be able to team up with what resonates with them, you know?
There's been a lot of talk in national politics about what they call infrastructure. There's been a lot of lip service given to it, but it still hasn't resulted in legislation. Everyone knows we need bridges and buildings and roads and trains.
Well, how about, and we need, think about that, we've got the edible landscaping crews again. There's edible flowers, okay? There's all these naturopathic, homeopath and all these solar greenhouses with, I mean, we need clean air, clean water. We need massive amounts of community garden workers. There's people that love to garden. Pay them, you know, because we need fresh, more and more fresh produce, more and more cooperatives. There's a sharing economy out there with Dave, I think it's John Rifkin, Riftin, I think that's how he... Anyway, he was the one I talked about on one of my other shows, IMF, and way up there with, I don't know, probably Max Kaiser and Stacey, I don't know. But anyway, he and shifting over to different value systems with Bitcoin or whatever, but really a sharing economy, building more of the cooperative, sort of like, you've got the different... Costco and things like that really do, I don't know, there's just a better feel for people energetically.
Because they're less greedy. They mark their products up less. They have a sustainable profit, and they pay their employees a sustainable wage. In the case of Costco, they were criticized. How could you do that as a profitable business model? It turned out Costco last year or the year before was the fifth most successful retailer, and they sort of said, well, here's how you do it.
Yep. Yeah, that's where I think in that micro.
I mean, the problem is people with lots of means, why not be a little generous, give a little bit of it up? What's the big deal? You could lose 10% and it wouldn't affect you. What's the problem? There's no downside to being generous.
Well, especially when they realize that there's plenty of money. It's all made up and it's going. Okay, let's go back, run back to the penal industrial complex, right? If we have, I mean, think about how many people are in jail due to the war on drugs, okay? So, the war on drugs, right? Well, if people...
Actually, there is some headway on that because a lot of nonviolent offenders are getting let go and a lot of old minor crimes are being excused. There is some headway on that.
Yeah, I know. You can go to restorative justice in Norway. And Michael Moore showed a lot of that programming, but also
no, there's some headway in the U.S. now.
I know. Molly Rowan Leach out of the Peace Alliance. Everyone, thepeacealliance.org. They're doing some really beautiful education and different kind of critical thinking, mindfulness training, education programs too for schools. You know, we need to integrate smaller schools. Why aren't we honoring, you know, the education, new education, job creation programs, critical thinking, and all drug highs are free, everyone. You got it. Took me a lot of my life lessons to learn this, but all drug highs are free. It's the power within you and your intention to get into the altered state, which is part of your light energy, to your multidimensional access point to the Holy Spirit realm and time travel. Okay? That third eye opening, your chakra system, and you attribute it to a drug, but it's all drug highs are free. They're part of your God self, your God within, the kingdom of heaven, interdimensional space travel, you know, the third eye opening and the proof of the noetic science and the divine love and light realm that's so beautiful, so exciting, is the natural craving of people to access and be close to, for Christians, Jesus, or all our, you know, the Holy Spirit realm, the divine love and light, energetic, ascended masters with all the beautiful archangels and saints, and just love, that loving, loving, loving light realm of access point, the kingdom of heaven is within. It's not in drugs, you know, it's not. Really, I mean, it was your intention that helped you get there. You have to know that was the part of the training, you know, that they took from you is you want to party, you want to play. We're supposed to be joyful children of God, not guns and drugs, of God, of Source. This our multidimensional Holy Spirit realm, you know, that's tied to the benevolent star brothers and sisters that do want to help us to override the not so good ones that kind of took over this part of the planet. So we have a lot to wake up to and work together on, that's for sure. But again, if people understood that the green civil services, you know, are really an important aspect of the green movement worldwide, and with movement into these international. Oh, and there's an international Cities of Peace group.
There's becoming discussion about this at the national political level, and unfortunately, some of the new progressive thinkers are not seasoned in their communication style. So there's been rough edges. But as people discuss and share ideas and the rough edges get smoothed out, I think they'll find consensus.
Yeah, the main thing is to why aren't we the people, especially, like I said, the church, you know, the church is Paul Hellyer, everyone. I do recommend Paul Hellyer, ex-defense minister of Canada. I think he was even on Coast to Coast the other night, but that, check him out, Paul Hell, H-E-L-Y-E-R, Paul Hellyer, ex-defense minister of Canada. He's got some new books out, and it is about, are we going to go with our star brothers and sisters of the benevolent, loving, evolved consciousness civilizations, or are we going to allow what's been happening on this planet with not so good, not the best situation for what we really need to move beyond, you know, the warring, the drugging, the thought forms, and move into evolving civilization. And he even mentioned how important it is to get to the World Parliament of Religions. And AGNT, a global New Thought ministry that works with Unity churches and Unitarian Universalist churches. And anyway, once, you know, and Why Islam, everyone, check out whyislam.org. I mean, real Islam, real Muslims, they pray five times a day. They're totally into peace. They're really actually peaceful. They don't believe in any war or any violence. So we really have, you know, our Christians, real Christians, Muslims, Jewish religions especially, and then pairing up with the Hindu, the spiritual groups, and the Hindus and the Buddhists and the Baha'is. You know, once we, you know, get the major world religions, major spiritual groups, and then all the peace groups, inner peace for world peace training. I mean, that's where the answers are within each person. Red, yellow, black, and white, heart and soul community service development, saying, hey, you got to get rebalanced. You need to go get some help. Very few will have to go to jail. We can transform the properties of all these prisons and jails and detention centers. And, you know, we do need immigration reform that works not only in the U.S., but worldwide because of what we've done with the warring and drugging and war on terror and war on drugs everywhere. You know, we really, our USA has the multicultural diversity and internet and goodness and the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag to bring in that love and light. You know, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, all love and light dimensions within each person, heart and soul community services, which brings real indivisible freedom, you know, and justice for all. So, you know, any other, we're getting closer towards the end. I guess we have a bit more.
No,
go
that's
ahead.
The word freedom and justice. That's what I'm for.
Yeah, don't you want love in there? Because right now the
you can't really have freedom and justice without love and compassion. It doesn't work.
Well, but that's what the tyranny. That's what we're up against is hatred. I mean, the DNC.
Tyranny is not freedom. For all their blustering, the tyrannicals are not going to allow freedom, and they claim to their followers that will fight for your freedom, but that's not actually what they do. They actually inhibit their followers' freedom.
Well, yeah,
until
I mean,
their followers wake up and realize
I heard all this hatred for Democrats, right? And I watched, if anyone could get back to 2016 and just look, not so much, you know, I know they have, you know, they've been just trying to be so hateful, but that the energy of the actual Democratic National Convention was beautiful. I mean, really, honestly, the music, the people, the energy, and the
song. What I find amazing
love
is Trump's to this
hate,
day.
Love Trump's hate. Come on.
What I find amazing in the 2019, and these people are still, you know, what I hate on 2019, and there are a lot of people still wanting to lock up Hillary Clinton. Now, I was never a big fan of Hillary Clinton, but she's old history, and they're focused on this woman. I don't get the mindset. They should at least be hating present day people.
Well, it isn't just that, you know, it's that they've focused on the divide and conquer that really is.
Yeah, hurting. I guess those same people are now going to hate the more progressive women who've been elected to office. I guess that's their new targets.
Yeah, or, you know, I mean, like I said, and there's another Bible people, we need you, we need, it's called Rich Preceda, he's got a program, it's called Bible Study for Progressives. you know, we really, the progress is to evolve consciously towards more love, okay, really. And we really need our USA to help lead the way into more heart and soul based, you know, HeartMath Institute studies. You know, it's online too. And giving these openings for new social services that really are the new health and human services of an evolving, you know, community's consciousness and evolution of our species, you know? Wow. I mean, it's appalling. It's mind-boggling to watch the amount of money being spent to poison our land, sea, water, and air. I mean, how many recycling projects do we need to in every community? How many
recycling projects don't improve my bottom line.
Well, it would if you go to the recycle, the new bank, it's called the New Resource Bank, that are getting money like Recycle Sweden. They actually are paid to clean up garbage, to recycle. So, you know, I mean, it's just a matter, what is money for? You know, and where did it come from? And why is it being spent?
And I think fundamentally we need to have a national discussion about what is money for and where did it come from.
Yeah, and maybe have the national discussion after everyone looks at the history, the Trillionaires Club.
Yeah, people have been taught to believe
the
that.
The Trillionaires Club documentary. Whoa. Go ahead.
People have been taught to believe that they possess money. And I don't agree with that mindset. That's what we're all taught as kids. But actually, money isn't ours. It's a measurement. It's treated like a possession, but it's not really a possession. It's more of a measuring scale.
Yeah, I mean, why?
Well, I'd like to have a national discussion about what is the nature of money.
Well, yeah, and like, how about healing touch practitioner programs, and all the different body, mind, spirit expos, and they just had HayHouseRadio.com, did 6 days of 26 brilliant PhDs in psychology, psychiatry, you know, evolution of energy medicine and what have you. 26 is called Mystical Connections on HayHouseRadio.com. Mystical Connections, 26 PhDs, MDs, I mean, on and on and on, evolved souls. It's called Mystical Connections with, like, Brian Weiss was on there, Many Lives, Many Masters. He's got his PhD in psychiatry, not psychology, from Harvard, okay? I mean, we've got to get the evolution of our consciousness species and be more responsible for building, you know, the new community rights groups and getting all the communities, you know, opened up to building safe parks and transformation service centers, if that's an easier word for you than, you know, heart and soul training with new job creations programming for the evolution of our species. So there's any other groups real quick that we want to get information out about that are doing this? BBS Radio.
I'd like to more focus my energies on finding people to gather and find consensus. Because I think the best solutions are the ones when most American people can get behind them, our leaders will have no choice but to follow. So I want to find groups that disparate backgrounds that meet to find consensus.
Well, I really believe too that a lot of the people all over the world are starting to realize that, you know, putting more money and thought forms into war and drug wars is deadly for the whole planet. You know, and we really do need to, you know, start to world healing. Energetic green new deals, absolutely, and new projects and programs and what have you for heart and soul, basic resonance, give everyone a basic guaranteed income to follow to, you know, where they resonate and help them. You know, we need people learning how home ec, you know, how to, you know, I mean, trades, and I mean, there's so much, you know, we need to get back to heart and soul. We're almost out of time here. Let's see. Any other The answers are within, so we can help stop the violence from inside out with community training at soul levels, because the answers are inside each person. And people, you know, can work together to build all these new healing arts and like I said, all the green, local and global and national projects and programs, you know. So, you know, there's a People's Budget Out There group, and there's also a Poor People's Budget. Our Poor People's Campaign, poorpeoplescampaign.org, poorpeoplescampaign.org, and the Poor People, and their People's Budget group, too. And there's Brand New Congress group, there's Public Citizen group, there's indivisible.org, indivisible.org, and representus.org, and Roots of Action, there's an actionnetwork.org. Oh, and there's the Interfaith Caucus group that should be able to help in the development of these new heart and soul-based community services for, you know, building a new WPA that works locally, statewide, and nationally and internationally, really. So thank you so much. We're pretty much out of time here. And Interfaith Caucus, yeah. That's a good one. And the World Parliament of Religions could really be helpful on that, too. So any other closing words for today, Andy, that you can
think
of? Yes,
I would advise any of our listeners out there to find someone who you don't necessarily agree with. Ask them what their beliefs are and see if you can find common ground.
Yes, common ground. Yep, common dreams. And that we're...
Be sure to listen to them, though. Be sure to listen to them. Don't just to say what your needs are. Be sure to listen to theirs and see if you can find common ground. I bet you can.
Yeah, and what they really want and what really excites their energetic field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Everyone, much love. Take care. Orton Family Foundation is a prototype for these new interfaith and new community heart and soul revolutionary, our revolution. Go Bernie, he did great today. Programs that we can bring unity to our communities, go beyond race, religion, gender problems, and political divides. Let's come together. Unity, unity. World healing and unity. Thank you so much, everyone. This is BBS Radio. Lynn, Mystic Healer, signing out from Spiritual Emergency Training. And Andy Miller, I would give, he doesn't have a website yet, but anyway, we just thank you so much, BBSRadio.com, for being and reviving the movement of beyond the bullshit of the old paradigm programs, limited reactive fear-based ego mind systems that are destroying the planet. BBS, yay, radio.com. Thank you. This is Lynn. I'm signing out, and we will have Planet of the Light to sign out with today. And bless you all. Thank you all for tuning in. Let's develop the planet of enlightenment, peace, green, and interstellar travel together. Red, yellow, black, and white. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. We'll sign out. Sarah Adams, Planet of the Light. Thanks.
Voices join together.